I was sexually abused.
I was raped.
I started using drugs at the age of 15.
I was molested as a child.
I was an alcoholic.
I tried meth for the first time at 12.
I was a compulsive alcoholic.
I lost my kidney smoking crack.
Hi, my name is Tanya Jabrock, and welcome to Her Addiction Podcast. Today I'm going to share with you a blog by our pastor, Pastor Frank Bailey, and it's called How to Receive the Baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray first. Thank you, Jesus, for this day, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Your steadfast love endures forever, and your mercies are new every single morning. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father, that you impart to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, Lord God, the eyes of our hearts being enlightened, Father, that we may know how wide, how long, how deep and far-reaching is your love, Father. I ask that you open blind eyes to see, deaf ears to hear, Lord, and prepare hearts that we may come to the full knowledge of your truth, Lord, what you want to do in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so here we go. How to Receive the Baptism of the Holy Spirit by Pastor Frank Bailey. The first qualification to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit is repentance. Every one of us needs to turn away from our own self-centered ideas, lists, and distractions in this world. You may need to repent of something that isn't necessarily sin, but nonetheless is a distraction hindering you. Lack of repentance will keep God from pouring out His Holy Spirit in your life. In Acts 2:33, we read the second qualification to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has poured forth this which you both now see and hear. In this passage of Scripture, Peter is talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus received the promise of the Holy Spirit from God the Father. He then poured out His Spirit on those in the upper room. Peter says, what you have heard and seen are the results of the baptism. There were Jews who were living in Jerusalem at the time who were from every nation in the world. They were amazed because they were hearing their native language being spoken by those in the upper room, a room filled with the people from Galilee. The people in the upper room were speaking with other tongues as the Spirit of God was poured out upon them. They were speaking in other tongues because Jesus had been seated at the right hand of God the Father and had been glorified. The people in the upper room were glorifying Him. When you repent and turn back on sin, the only thing you need to do to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit is to glorify Jesus Christ. Recognize that He has been glorified. He is seated at the right hand of God. Simply lift up your hands and begin to adore Him and worship Him. Worship and praise will bring you directly into the presence of God. Praise God and lift up your voice. Why don't you do that right now if you have never been baptized with the Holy Spirit? First, make sure that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now pray and ask the Lord to fill you with His Holy Spirit. Lift up your hand and begin to worship God out loud. Say whatever comes to your mind. It could be something like, Lord, I love and praise you. I glorify and honor you. I worship you, Jesus. Luke 11:13 tells us that it is God's desire to give you the Holy Spirit. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Once again, we look at Acts 2:14-19. But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, Men of Judea and all you who live in Jerusalem, Let this be known to you, and give heed to my words. For these men are not drunk as you would suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken of through the prophet Joel, and it shall be in the last days, God says, I will pour forth of my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my bond slaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will grant wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. We are experiencing today the beginning of the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh. We must yield to his outpourings and not resist him. The more we embrace his presence, the hungrier we become. The more we drink his living water, the more we want. We must join together with the Holy Spirit and say, come, all who are thirsty, and drink. Drink this water and you will be satisfied with God. I believe that there are degrees of his anointing. What we have experienced is great, but there is so much more of him that he wants to pour out. Our hearts are crying out for worldwide revival. We say, more, Lord, more of you and less of us. More of your glory. Let the whole earth be filled with the glory of the Lord. Another reason that we should all speak in tongues is that Jesus' prayers are being released through us when we pray in the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:34 says, who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, and who intercedes for us all. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for the church. He's our heavenly intercessor. When I think of this passage of scripture, I always remember what Jesus told Peter the night that he was betrayed. In Luke 22:31-32, he said, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Jesus said something in the midst of that statement that stuck with Peter. It was also recorded in the Gospels. Jesus said, Peter, I've prayed for you. After you're converted, in other words, after you're turned around, Peter. How did Jesus know Peter would turn around? Because he had prayed for him. I have confidence in the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ, don't you? His prayers will be answered. Here's the key to Jesus' prayers being answered. Prayer by design has to be uttered on earth. Man was placed on earth and given delegated authority. He lost that authority when he fell into sin, but Jesus came and gained it back. Matthew 28:18 says, and Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Jesus gained all authority when he was raised from the dead and ascended into heaven. When we pray the word of God, and when we pray in the Holy Spirit, Jesus' prayers are being released on the earth. Jesus is interceding for you, next door neighbor. Jesus is interceding for your next door neighbor through your prayer language. He's praying for that person to get saved. He has determined to work through us to influence our world. As Jesus prays before the Father, the Holy Spirit anoints his children on earth to pray. What an incredible privilege it is to be co-workers with God and to see his prayers fulfilled on the earth. Start praying in tongues for your family and for your neighbors. Just think, God is praying for them through you. His will, when we pray in the Holy Spirit and Jesus' words, will be released on earth in his mighty name. What a blessing that is, that all power and authority on heaven and earth belong to Jesus Christ, and we're his children, and he's given us that same authority. When Jesus Christ went to the cross and he gave his life for our sins, he went down to hell and Hades and he took back the keys. So he has all authority. And you have that same authority to pray for you, for yourself, and also for your family members. So another reason that we should all pray in tongues has to do with our tongue itself. Speaking in other tongues helps us to enjoy the benefit of a controlled tongue. James tells us of these benefits. But we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he's a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well. Now, if we put bits into the horse's mouth so that they will obey us, we direct their entire body as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so great and are driven by strong winds, they are still directed by a very small rudder. Wherever the inclination of the pilot desires, so also the tongue is a small part of the body. And that's from James 3, 2 through 5. So James 3, 2 through 5 compares the human tongue to a bit that we put into a horse's mouth to control its body, and a rudder that steers a ship, directing the course of its destiny. The tongue directs our lives, but it also bridles our bodies. The tongue affects the human body. There's a connection between our tongue and our brain, and between our tongue and our nervous system. Brain surgeons and neurologists have identified a connection between what is said and the signals that the brain sends to the rest of the nervous system. The Bible says that the tongue bridles the body. When we begin to pray in the Holy Spirit, we are yielding our tongue totally to God. We are not in control of it anymore, saying what we want to say or what our minds have conceived. Rather, we are saying what the Holy Spirit is saying through us. Our tongue is totally yielded to God. God is then able to bridle our bodies. It is as if he gets on the horse and begins to ride. He then directs our lives in the paths that we should go. A wild horse doesn't accomplish much, but a horse that has been trained and bridled can go out and do great exploits. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, you bridle yourself. God is able to take hold of the reins of your life and bridle your body. The blessing is he brings life and healing to your body. He brings soundness to your mind and discipline to your life. He obtains control of your life because the tongue is the key to control. The tongue is the key to the control of your life. Wow. Think about how someone is saved. He confesses with his mouth that Jesus is Lord, and he believes in his heart that God has raised him from the dead. That's from Romans 10, 9 through 10. We have to say it. Lord Jesus, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. You are my Lord. We yield our tongue and praise God in the Holy Spirit, constantly turning over the Lordship to Jesus Christ. Praying in the Holy Spirit is saying, Lord, ride me, direct me, steer the course of my life. And God wants to. He wants to bless you with all that he is and he has for you. He can do that when you yield your tongue and your life to him. Take these truths on why every believer should speak in tongues and utilize them. Spend extended time in prayer with your Heavenly Father. If you don't have a prayer life yet, start where you are. Pray for 5 minutes, then 15 minutes, then 30 minutes, and eventually pray an hour. Pray in the Holy Spirit and watch how you will experience God's prosperity and blessings in your life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the power of your Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord God, a blessing imparted to each and every person that has heard this message today. And we give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
I am redeemed.
I've been set free, and he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Now I have hope in the future.
I am a child of God.
I'm loved.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am more than a conqueror by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony.